What do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
Well, it's a shook on the outside.
Mm-hmm. What about that stringy stuff?
That's a corn silk.
Okay.
In the ear of corn. Corn silk.
Okay, and what about the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
That's roasting.
Okay. You ever heard of mutton corn? Okay, what about the top of the corn stalk? What's that called?
That's called the top of the corn.
Yeah, the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk.
Tarsal.
Okay. What about... This is something that's... It's red, and it grows, it grows up on a bush that you stake up. It's red and it can grow to be right this big.
Tomato.
Okay. What different kinds are there?
Well, it's we still had the old-fashioned tomato. And then they had a beefsteak tomato. They got a great big tomato, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've got what they call a German mater.
Mm-hmm.
They're a big tomato. You have to stake them up.
Mm-hmm.
But they have runners. They get loaded so that they'll break the stalk down, lay on the ground, and they'll rot.
Mm-hmm. What about those little ones that don't ever get any bigger than this?
Well, that's what you call a little tomatoes.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly they're good tomatoes. They mostly make good soup. Put them in soup. And we raise them. Yeah, they make lots of tomatoes on a stalk.
Yeah. What about a little yellow vegetable? It's got a little crooked neck to it.
What you call a little squash.
Mm-hmm.
They grow up and only get sort of big down here, and then they'll have a little neck on.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for it, for when you let it dry?
No, I haven't heard of it.
What kind of melons do you raise?
Well, I generally raise the cantaloupes. I used to raise them. Watermelons, but the last few years it gets about the size of a 4-pound lard bucket, and then it gets rotten on the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I just quit raising them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it's in the ground or whether it was a disease that got into the melon seed. I don't know what it was. It's done that way for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I just quit raising them.
What about another kind of melon similar to a cantaloupe?
Marshmallow?
Uh-huh. What's the difference between
them? Well, now we've got, I raised them what they call banana melon.
Uh-huh.
The marshmallow, they get about that long.
About a foot long?
Yeah, and about that big around.
Uh-huh, about 5 inches diameter.
Something like that. And it, I like them. And I have a cantaloupe.
Uh-huh.
I like the cantaloupe too. I haven't said too much about a watermelon. I can eat them, but
yeah.
I'd rather have a cantaloupe.